Chapter 20 Angel Business. Jem was now feeling quite poorly, so Sadie did need to look after him, which she really loved doing. So she fanned his hot little face with a dried leaf from the rubber plant. She was always kind to others, even if she wasn't very kind to herself. Sister Not-So-Mina brought them barley water, apples, dry biscuits, and some nuts and raisins. Mean Rev had drawn the line at ice cream. This was a feast for Sadie, as Jem didn't eat much. He just drank a lot and sweated. He seemed quite delirious at times. He'd look over Sadie's shoulder with glazed eyes and say things like, "Yes, yes, I see you." Sadie had no idea who he was talking to, but did wonder if he might be talking to his family in heaven. Luckily, by the next afternoon, Jem was feeling a little better, and his spots were not quite so red. But now Sadie's nose was starting to run. Sister was dismayed when she came to check on them. "Oh dear, Sadie, now you've got some spots. You better stay in bed." So Jem and Sadie were given just what they wanted. More time alone. Well, not completely alone, for Myla and Hissan were there too. Later, as Sadie turned her hot little face towards Jem, she saw another white feather on her pillow. Jem smiled at her. "That's just your guardian angel, saying good night." "Jem," whispered Sadie sleepily, "what is a guardian angel?" So that evening, as they lay side by side in their sick beds, while the infirmary filled with moonlight, Jem told Sadie about her guardian angel. "Don't you know, Sadie, you have your own special angel," he whispered kindly, "who's been with you since you were born?" Sadie shook her head. "Don't you know that this guardian angel is there to protect you and help you with your life?" Sadie shook her head again, feeling rather stupid. "Well, no wonder you felt so sad and lonely," sighed Jem. "But you never will again. She is here with you right now. I can see her. She's a beautiful little angel. She has golden wings and a white shining dress, and she's twinkling like a star. She's sitting on your pillow, stroking your hair. If you lie very still, maybe you'll feel her." So Sadie lay very still. Could she feel something? A very soft touch on her head, perhaps? Or was that just her imagination? "Now she's blowing you a kiss," insisted Jem. So as Sadie lay there, she thought for a moment she did feel the faintest warm wind on her face. Or perhaps her face just felt warm because she had a fever. And she did wonder if Jem might still have one too. But it was as if Jem knew what she was thinking. "No, Sadie, I'm not crazy with fever. I can see angels sometimes. That's why I can be happy, even when very sad things happen to me, like losing my parents and Granny Peg too. Granny taught me all about angels and love. That's why I smile so much, even though my legs don't work very well, because I have heavenly friends who are looking after me." Myla was sitting on the pillow beside Sadie, beaming. She was so happy for her. For finally, Sadie knew about Myla, even if she didn't quite believe it yet. Then Sister Not-So-Mina came hurrying in. telling them to say their prayers quickly and go to sleep. Sadie was feeling very tired now, but as she lay there in the darkness, she could have sworn she felt a little flutter on her cheek and saw the tiniest twinkle of light.